source. There's this horn.
I can barely hear you guys.
I said the honorable. Okay, let me get this up a little closer. That may be my fault this time, sir, because when my microphone is not up full enough. I'm just saying that the honorable Neil, the conductor, hearing at this time, so just hold on. But can you hear me now, sir?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't have a microphone on, so I apologize for that, sir.
Yes, no problem.
Okay. Okay, good afternoon, sir.
Hello.
First thing I'm going to say is we've been having technical difficulties all day, so our equipment's not quite up to snuff, and sometimes it gets a little hard to hear. If for whatever reason when we're talking to you, if the sound gets too low and you can't understand, please let us know as soon as that happens, and we'll make adjustments as we can. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record, sir?
Yes, my name is Arthur Travis Paxton. My DLC number is 296389.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in reference to your community supervision revocation this afternoon. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. You can't see any of us, so it'll be the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead today. And also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the Pro Board today.
Yeah.
Alright, prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Well, it's only me, sir. I represent myself.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to swear to you and Mr. Westby in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you guide and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
And your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. In phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the three allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask if it's true, false, or whether you'd like to plead the Fifth Amendment. That third choice is based on the fact we have a report number shown on your warrant, which means there may or may not be outstanding criminal charges. And the reason that we would offer you the Fifth Amendment today is our hearings are fully recorded and are public information. So if a prosecutor wanted to pull the tapes, then anything you say today could be used against you in a court of law. So we give you that opportunity. Okay, do you understand that, sir?
Yes, correct.
All right, so I'm going to read the three allegations now. Allegation number one is violation of Arizona condition of supervision. Number seven is demonstrated by your failure to provide a urine specimen for testing on March 20th, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated April 9th, 2018. That true or false, sir?
True.
Okay. Allegation number two is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number seven, as demonstrated by your use of morphine on or about March 21st, 2018, per the task GCMS lab report dated March 26, 2018. That true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. Then allegation number three is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number five, as demonstrated by your taking an item belonging to another person without consent on or about March 25th, 2018 in Maricopa County, Arizona. Is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth, sir?
That is true.
All right, thank you, sir. I apologize for not throwing that third offer of that third choice up in the first two allegations. I think it slipped over maybe because it slipped past me because they were pretty much standard allegations.
Correct.
Okay. So at this time, I'm going to be, based on Mr. Paxton's admissions, I'm going to need to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal range or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, Mr. Neal, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, and agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, we're getting ready to move into phase two, where we'll determine whether to reinstate your committee supervision or to revoke it. But before we move into that, Mr. Westby, we'll give some background information, so stay on the phone, and I'll be back to you in a couple minutes, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby.
On February 8th, 2018, Mr. Paxton was released from DOC. He was arrested March 27th, 2018 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 27th, 2018 with a projected CCD of November 7th, 2018, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, burglary third degree, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2014, threatening and intimidating, 3.5 years. 2014, participating in criminal street gang, 3.5 years. 2014, trafficking in stolen property, 3.5 years. This is his first term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 1. Gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Lumped Out Criminals, Phoenix Criminal Street Gang. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate with alcohol noted. After his return to DOC, he received disciplinary for disobeying verbal written orders. Other arrest, 2008, theft, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2008, minor with a firearm, juvenile probation. 2010, theft of means of transportation, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G8V8.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Paxton, I'm going to give a brief summary of your case supervision. You were approved to reside with your father, Arthur Paxton Sr., in Glendale, Arizona, when you were released. Did you stay there the entire time you were out, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. And did you have any of the Little Caesars? You find a job at Little Caesars? Were you able to continue working there the entire time you're out?
Yes, sir. I should still have a job there if anything happens.
Okay, thank you. That's very commendable. For programming, on February 8th, 2018, you reported for initial intake and you were placed on the task cover code program for random drug trainings. Let's see, you had a negative on February 13th, but a positive for morphine on March 21st, and you missed UA on March 20th. So tell me, sir, why did you end up positive for morphine?
Well, it's a long story, sir. I'm going to tell you why I missed, because I was working, because I worked at Little Caesars, and then I also went to daily labor, and my dad went with me every day. He could confirm that. And so I just stopped calling. And then one day, I get a call in the morning. My dad's like, hey, your cousin passed away. I know it's no way of trying to get rid of the bad feelings I had from my cousin passing away, so I just got high. Immediately, when I got high, my PO texted me, and I told her I wasn't hiding nothing. I told her I lived in a mist. I did heroin, and she told me, and then that's basically what happened. And so on and so on, I'm back in here.
Okay.
I didn't run or nothing. I was just being straight up with her. You know what I mean? I didn't want to get in any more trouble. You know what I mean? I just told her what was happening.
Well, that's good. You don't have to talk about it, but what's the issue with taking somebody else's property? What happened there?
Well, I told you, I'll tell the truth. I bought this car, right? I didn't have my license yet, but I was just working on buying this car. I made a first down payment, and then so I ended up getting this car, and I didn't know this girl was the drug addict, you know what I mean? So I ended up buying the car for her, and the next thing you know, the plates are stolen, and I have no clue what happened. We're actually taking stuff, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and I'll take a minute. Yes, I had the car, you know what I mean? And whatever I got to do to get past this, pay my fines or whatever, but, you know what I mean? It's just, that's how life goes sometimes.
Okay, so it says here that you removed the license plate.
Yes.
That you removed the license plate from somebody else's car.
Yes, yes, I did.
Okay. And that, were you going to put that on the car that you bought?
Well, no, okay. She has a car, I had that, right? And I had to get this home and it didn't have plates on it. So I figured I'd just put those plates on there, drive home so I'd be safe, you know what I mean?
Okay, but the person didn't know that you took their plates.
Well, the person's car that said I can wasn't really her car. So when the person showed up, what I didn't know, and it just all came back in my face.
I see. Okay, did the plates you borrowed ever get taken off your car?
That I don't know. I got incarcerated, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm assuming my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
Question?
Okay, sir, when you're in the end of your hearing, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement before we go into the discussion. We ask that you not repeat information you've already given us, and that's a time management consideration. But this is the time, if you think there's anything else we need to know before we make our decision, now's the time to let us know. So, is there anything I'd like to say, sir?
Yes, I appreciate having you speak. I know I can't convince you to do anything. The power's in your guys' hands. But I was young when I got arrested, got out, and just hold that opportunity. You know what I mean? I know I messed up, and I'm back in here, but, you know what I mean, I don't think sending you way out here and getting me more stressed back in prison was a good idea. And, I'm willing to go to MRC. You guys know what that is?
Yes.
Yes, I'll be totally fine there. And just, I appreciate you guys taking the time just talking to me and helping me out and let me know what's going on.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll just be discussing your case. So stay on the phone. Please listen to the discussion and the decision, and once we've made a decision, I'll get back with you, okay?
Correct. Thank you.
Okay, what is the discussion? Yeah, it's hard sometimes to see the way things work out, but it seems that Mr. Paxton, was making an effort, he was working. But he let a few things trip him up. The morphine or the heroin, I'm hoping that was a one-time thing and that he didn't, relapse far enough to be resuming an addiction he may have had before. But the license plate situation are several very bad decisions all thrown together, which under those circumstances actually could have been much more serious as far as charges go. He could have been charged with a couple of felony counts there. So I'm glad that they did, the Phoenix police decided not to do that to him, but based on the violations, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for return to community supervision at this time. But I'm willing to listen to any of my fellow board members. Okay. Based on all the information in warrant number 2018W0897, Mr. Paxton's testimony, the information from the board, and the corrections in our discussion, I move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Paxton as he was delayed but violated terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was not lapsed in criminal ways or company, and very specifically the unlawful use of a license plate. And that is my move.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, Mr. Neal, seconded by Dr. Wright, and agreed upon by Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Paxton, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. Don't take this as a total negative. We don't want to put you down. We really want to see you succeed. But you're having a little trouble making correct decision while you've been out. We suggest that you get any type of program you can, but especially after using that heroin, see if you can get some Narcotics Anonymous program again. Those programs, you wouldn't even have to complete any portion of it while you're in there. 10 meetings, they can give you a lot of insight. They can help you in a lot more ways than just addiction to substances. They can help you straighten out your decision-making process and everything, and hopefully avoid some of these things. They were bad decisions while you were out this last time. But make yourself a plan so when you get out in November, you won't have a PO to report to. You won't be responsible to the Department of Corrections, and it'll be all up to you at that time. So have a really good plan to get out so that you don't trip and fall and get yourself in a lot of trouble. Okay, sir?
Sure. Appreciate it. They told me not to hang up the phone.
So. Don't hang up the phone. We need to talk to CO3 again, please.
Cool.
All right, listen to your hearing and we do wish you luck.
Okay.